Sean Ford is with us. He's a state rep. He was on with us a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about violence and solutions and those kinds of things. But one of the things, and now LaShawn Ford has made some news, not just Representative Ford here in Chicago, but nationally with your suggestion that the Chicago schools stop the curriculum, or Illinois schools, I guess, stop history curriculum teaching until it can be revised to include other voices. Am I encapsulating that right?
You got it right, Earl. Thank you for letting that be a part of the discussion today.
Yeah, well, we're going to have a discussion. We have got to have a discussion about this. Explain what you mean by that.
Well, I would tell you that whenever you spend your money on something, you want to make sure you get what you pay for. And I would say that when parents spend their money to send their kids to be educated, they want them to be educated properly. And when we talk about teaching history, history is supposed to be nonfiction. And it's supposed to tell the whole truth about a situation. And it's not supposed to be biased. And it's not supposed to be anything but factual. Well, as a teacher by profession, I taught social studies. And I could think back over the years that I taught social studies, history to 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, mm-hmm. how biased the curriculum was and how much was missing in the history objectives. And so you had to bring in pullouts and you had to bring in supplemental material in order to make sure that different groups were included. But it's never enough when you have to have separate curriculum. You have to have curriculum that's integrated that tells the whole story about every day of the past.
Okay. Well, let me stop you right there for just a moment. Actually, I got to stop you for just more than a moment because let me take a break and we'll come right back. Because I have a question about what it was you were teaching, when it was that you were teaching this, and what you needed. Let's get to the specifics because I think that's the issue. People go, oh, here's a guy who wants to stop teaching history because he wants to change the history. And that makes a lot of people get all crazy, LaShawn Ford. So we're going to talk about specifics coming up in just a moment. But first, let's check in with Mary Vandeveld. Traffic and weather. We're going to find where the jobs are in Chicago coming up after the 4:30 news. LaShawn Ford is joining us right now. He's a state rep, been on the show before. I'm going to declare LaShawn a friend of the show now, officially, because he's appeared more than twice.
All right.
Thank you very much. Okay, but you did something rather controversial, and I would like to have you prove it up. You said that the Chicago schools, I guess what is it, statewide schools, right?
Statewide yes.
schools.
ISBE.
Yes, you would like the statewide schools to stop teaching history until they can get it right. And that's a shorthand way of saying it. You were a social studies teacher. What were you teaching that was wrong?
You know, I would tell you that the teachings in the book were biased, and it did not make women look like they had major contributions to society. It really made only people that look like you, girl, look good. You know, that's where a white man gets this great privilege from.
Yeah.
You know, because history, if you read it, you know it was written by white men. And it's okay, but it's time now for history to be written in a non-biased way.
Okay,
and that's
right.
Why, you know, and
I don't disagree with you on that.
Right.
As a white man who of privilege, who is appears in that book a number of times, in history books a number of times, that I am not, I don't disagree that the holistic way of looking at the true history of, let's just stay with America here for a second. The
okay.
true history of America is a far more complicated thing. It was, you know, Columbus didn't just sail the ocean blue in 1492. He actually didn't even land in the United States. He never really got out of the Caribbean. But the people who did come to the shores from Europe to the shores of America, that was a complicated relationship they had, not just with the natives who were here, with the indigenous people who were here, First Nations. I like the way that the Canadians refer to it. Those people, that was very complicated. And that, I don't know, somehow back when I went to school in the 1880s or whatever the hell I went to school, they taught that. They taught that part of the curriculum. I remember reading about that. I remember knowing about that. Mm-hmm. I remember knowing about the Trail of Tears and all the rest of the inhuman things that Americans at that point, because they had already declared themselves the United States of America, had done in the name of the government, the name of the people of the United States, had done to those indigenous tribes. Mm-hmm. I remember it all being there, and I don't think it was like, oh, well, you know, they enjoyed it. And there was something else I saw, and there was a discussion about your proposal last week, and one individual said that part of the history of slavery in America is taught that slaves enjoyed their roles as slaves. Now, I don't recall that from a single history book that I ever read. Now, there were movies that depicted that in the early part of the 20th century that we now, you know, think are completely ridiculous. But that's not in a history book. What history book is that in?
Yeah, I'll email you the history book that it's in.
All right.
And that they did their slave labor like house chores. And that they enjoyed living. That's the way it's depicted in the books. And so when you open an American book, since you say you want to start with, let's just talk about U.S. history.
Yeah.
You would think that chapter one would be start with the Native Americans, the history of them right there. And
yeah,
remember, black people came in 1619, even before America was the Americans.
Right.
We should be right there on page one with the white men.
Well, women were here too.
And women.
Yeah.
And all people. Exactly. We should all be incorporated. And so why we believe that we need to just stop it, because it is a what you call a poisonous system that really makes one better than the other, and that's not good. And no one should be teaching inaccurate and biased history. And so instead of doing pullouts to teach black history or to teach about the Jewish history or to teach about women history, we need to stop it, because we now have separate histories and it conflicts. We don't have a true accounting of it. It's not right.
I got to go back to this. What the hell book is it that says that slaves enjoyed housework or whatever?
Oh, my God.
What was it? Who did it? Who published it?
You know what? I'm going to send it to your producer.
Yes.
And you're going to, and if you want to, when you see it, just promise me that you're going to be floored.
Yes,
and you're gonna
what you say it is, I'll describe it on the air. I would, and I'd like to know where was this book being used? What school district?
It was being used across the country. It's being used across the country. Yes.
Who was the publisher of this?
Right. You know, Texas is a major publisher of books, and so, you know, we have about 5 to 6 major publishers in the state, in the country,
yeah,
that publish history books and all books.
Right.
And,
textbooks.
You know, they should definitely be brought, you know, to the table, because they know that the history books that they are publishing are not true, accurate, and they know that they're biased.
And now we've had teachers last week when we tried to tackle this without you, and we missed you. Because mm-hmm. you're the guy who started this whole mess, but we had teachers say this is not this doesn't actually happen in the classrooms, because teachers, if they do find things that they need to reinterpret in textbooks or contextualize, probably more importantly, right? And as a social studies teacher, I'm sure you did that a number of times, Sean Ford. In contextualizing, that's part of the job of the teacher to make sure that is handled. Now, I do know that is what you bring up about the state of Texas. State of Texas has, and their school board is very, very, very strict in terms of what can be taught in published books in the state of Texas. That is true. And they have influenced a little different vision of America than if it would have been written by people in Illinois or people in New York or people in California. And that I have heard to be true. I have not seen it, so I need to see this, and I need to understand exactly why, how something like that could be published. It just doesn't make any sense.
I'm very happy to hear you say something, because you said, we know that some of the stuff in the books may not be accurate and it may not be true, so the teacher has to explain it differently because, guess what? Oh, it wasn't really like that. Well, then why are we teaching that book like that? Because it's not right. And then people might say, well, it's up to families to teach their kids. The families learn the same history that their kids are being taught.
Okay, well, do you really think, LaShawn Ford, that people are going to, the school districts are going to stop teaching history?
I absolutely believe that we need to make it clear, and I'm glad you made that statement. It is to stop teaching it until we rewrite the textbooks so that they are more perfect. Our union is supposed to be thriving to be more perfect. We can never get a more perfect union if we don't have more perfect history lessons. And so, yes, I believe that we will get to a point in Illinois where we will stop teaching the history that we're now teaching. And people should know that I'm not saying throw away the history books. I just want to make sure that the good, the bad, and the ugly is published. It's okay. I don't mind the people seeing my people, my ancestors being enslaved and how they were treated. But let's make sure that we tell the truth about who did them the way they did. Let's make sure that it's known that the reason why we have mixed babies and in the past is because white men raped black women. That's not told.
Well, that story has been told. I mean, the whole Thomas Jefferson thing.
It's been told in a way, you know, because people have finally decided to leak a little bit about how the slaves were treated by the slave owners. And so, yes, it's been told, but it's not in the history books. And people have to dig, and journalists have to leak it, and they have to tell it. And that's how it's told.
Is there a history book that you do like? Is there one? Is there a preferred manual at this moment?
You know, I don't have one right now, but I do know that there are different publishers that have nice accountings of history, but I haven't been sold on anything as of yet because, one, I don't think that any of the books that I've seen and read have had a inclusive network of people writing it.
All right, so, hold on. Let me get a phone call in really quickly here. LaShawn Ford is who we're talking to. Ann, go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, Ro, that I graduated high school from Fairland, Texas in 1983, and we were taught about slavery and how horrible it was, and at no time ever were we taught that anybody that was a slave felt happy about it.
Okay. See?
Well, that's not the only reason why that doesn't stop the fight. That's not the only thing. But
you're saying it did. But you're saying it did happen. You're saying it's in books. It's in Texas published.
Yes. Yeah. I sent it to your producer. Okay. It's already put to your producer.
All right. I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just saying.
Did you ever hear that though, Ann? When you were in Texas? Hold on one second. I just want to see if I can get to the bottom of this. So, and did you know anybody else of your contemporaries who went to a different high school that were taught that? I mean, I know there's a lot of jagweeds that will say things like that. Oh, they liked it. But that's not, I just don't remember it ever being a part of a curriculum, and it's not part of the American system to teach that. I
have never heard of such a thing. Not
a question.
In my contemporary.
Hold on one second. Hold on. Let Ann finish. Go ahead.
I was taught it was a horrific, terrible thing, and I remember being very agitated about hearing that actually happened in our past.
Yeah.
So,
outraged. You want to be outraged. Thank you, Ann. If you want to be outraged, we're outraged. I am clearly outraged still to this day about slavery. And Sally Hemings and the whole thing about Thomas Jefferson, you know, father, one of the founding fathers of our country, and that whole family, and then the family had to actually prove themselves up and all of that. I mean, it was crazy stuff. All right, LaShawn, I'm going to take a look at this. We have to pick this up on another day, but
all right,
I'll take a look at it, and we'll go from there.
All right,
LaShawn Ford. Thank you, my friend. Bye. Let's check in with the WGN newsroom. Here is Kim Gordon.